Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, and welcome to Question of the Week with me, Lewis Thompson. This week, we've been cooking up an answer to Martin's pasta problem.
Why, when cooking fresh pasta or gnocchi, does it rise to the surface when it's ready? As far as I can see, the dough is solid, so I can't see how the density decreases.
We asked Dr. Christopher Brock, Senior Lecturer in Food Sciences at London South Bank University.
The main ingredients of fresh pasta are water, eggs, and durum wheat semolina, which is the same material as wheat flour, but it has a coarser texture. The wheat contains starch, which in raw pasta dough is in the form of tiny granules, each one just a few hundredths of a millimetre across. The properties of the granules as a material are similar to microscopic beads of glass, and they are denser than water. This is why fresh, uncooked pasta like gnocchi sinks to the bottom of the pan.
So what happens when you cook it? What makes the pasta rise?
Well, starch is actually made up of two different carbohydrate molecules joined together, amylose and amylopectin. When pasta is cooked and it reaches about 60 degrees C, the starch granules absorb water and swell, and this causes the amylose to contact and attach to the amylose from neighbouring starch granules. Imagine, if you will, the way that the wax in a lava lamp is exuded and merges with other globules of wax. It's a similar process. Eventually, the starch is converted into a gel pervading throughout the cooked pasta. This gel contains more water and is less dense than the starch granules in raw dough. However, it's still too dense to make the pasta rise to the surface of the water.
Okay, so heating up the pasta makes it absorb water and lose density, but not enough to make it rise to the surface. What else is going on?
This is where the egg comes into play. It is rich in emulsifiers which trap air inside the dough while it is being mixed and kneaded. The air remains in the cooked pasta, making it more buoyant. And it's the combined effect of the reduction in density as the starch becomes a gel and the buoyancy of the trapped air that makes the fresh pasta rise to the surface. Additional buoyancy may result from convection currents and steam-filled bubbles rising from the bottom of the saucepan during cooking and pushing the pasta up towards the surface.
But why doesn't dried pasta rise to the surface in the same way?
Unlike fresh pasta, dried pasta usually doesn't contain egg, so it contains less trapped air. When you cook dried pasta, the starch granules absorb water, just like when cooking fresh pasta, but this isn't enough to make the pasta rise to the surface.
Thanks, Chris. Next time, we'll be tackling Trent's temperature question.
The temperature where I live recently hit minus 40 degrees. That got me thinking, is it better to walk or to run through the cold air? Should you run to reduce the amount of time out in the cold, or do the adverse effects of moving faster, like wind chill, outweigh the benefits of getting to your destination quickly?
So what do you think? You can email Chris at nakedscientists.com, tweet at nakedscientists, find us on Facebook, or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Until next time, goodbye.